This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, should you wish to do that, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we have Discord. There are the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, there are three of those. However, one of those Discord rooms is currently occupied with a special guest that we have on the line tonight. By the way, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Our special guest actually is all the way over in Manchester, New Hampshire, Melanie, which is where you live. So you make the trip all the way out here every single week to be on the radio with us. Jeremy Kaufman is with us from Library. Now, we've talked about Library in the past here on Free Talk Live. It's lbry.io. That is the website of Library, which I'm sure Jeremy can do a great job of giving a 30-second elevator pitch. So let's let you start with that. What is Library, Jeremy? You're in charge of it. You're the founder of it. It's blockchain-related. It's media. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's anything that would jive with your audience more than what we're doing at Library, because we're trying to, in fact, I'd say we can say we're past trying at this point. We've created a service that functions quite similarly to YouTube or Spotify or services like this that have that, but the difference is ours is entirely decentralized and blockchain-based. So we do not have that same level of control and those censorship points that exist with traditional services.
Yeah, and it's been up and running and public for, what, a couple few years now? When did it officially get, I guess, public?
Our blockchain has been live for over 2 years.
Yep.
But when we launched the blockchain, it was just, you know, kind of like command line based hacker type,
yeah.
Computer savvy way of using it. We released our first graphical application to the public almost a year ago. We've had hundreds of thousands of people download that application this far. There's I think we're at 400,000 or 500,000 videos on the network now.
Wow.
You can find popular YouTube streamers. You can find Hollywood movies that have been released on the network. There's some really great stuff on there.
That is so cool. I've actually got it running here on the LRN.fm studio machine, and it's a nice looking piece of software. I guess it just went through an upgrade recently.
That's a sentence that is basically always true.
Yeah.
In fact, this call-in coincided with the fact that there are we're traditionally a remote company. We do have an office here in New Hampshire where several people work out of, but we have over 20 people working full-time at this company,
wow.
And they are all in Manchester, New Hampshire this week.
Wow, that's so cool. It's like a little library convention going on there.
Right. We have people from India, Africa, Europe, all over the world.
Well, thank goodness you aren't in jail for the library convention of all your coworkers that's going on, because as of a few days ago, you were at least temporarily in police custody there in Manchester for the dastardly crime of trying to leave your property. Can you kind of paint the picture? What happened here?
I mean, honestly, and I still don't really know why I was arrested. I know that I didn't do what a police officer, I guess, told me to do, which was to stop filming and go back in my home. But I was arrested about 20 feet from my back, from my driveway, while filming a police officer completely quietly.
It looked like you were in your driveway. Were you not in the driveway? Because the video, by the way, is over.
That's actually a street. That's an alley.
Oh, that's an alley.
Yeah. In the video. So this video is available. I don't know if you have a preferred link. I can share the one on Facebook or on Twitter.
Ew, Facebook, no. Just go to...
We can share the speech one.
What's the speech one?
In fact, the shortest form of it is if you go to speech, so the URL is speed.ch/arrest, that URL will get you there.
Okay, cool. And you can also go to freekeen.com where I wrote up a fairly detailed, as detailed as it could be for the night of when it happened. I wrote up a piece and put a cropped version of the video to kind of go widescreen on it. It's not pretty, but it shows the most important parts of what happened to you. And it's a relatively short encounter. I mean, you're out in the alleyway. It's probably just over 2 minutes in length. This cop, who, according to Manchester police, is, named Ryan Olson, he's a patrolman, starts shouting at you from across the street. Did you have any idea why the police were occupying your streets and locking people in their homes?
So, I think I missed just a part of that question.
Oh.
I did not, I could tell that something was going on, right? It's not normal that there's so many police officers around.
How many cops were you seeing around? Like, were you inside your house?
Well, from inside my house, I could only see one or two, but, there were 30 or 40 in the area, it turned out. I didn't know any of this, right? I came home from work. I could tell. I did see a police officer kind of down the road as I was biking. But I didn't know any of this. I came out. I knew something was going on, but I didn't know the extents or why they were there. I came out. There's like maybe 1 or 2 minutes before the footage starts.
Mm-hmm.
I came out. I got in my car. I was going to pick up my son from his sitter, and I just was started driving down that alley. And the cop says, has the gun, says you can't go this way. I rolled down my window and kind of say, hey, I'm just trying to go pick up my son. What's going on? All he would say was, you're not allowed to go this way. You're not allowed to go this way. And so at that point, I went back, parked my car, of course, got out my cell phone because I'm someone who cares about my civil liberties.
Thank goodness. Thank you for doing this, for recording this interaction, because it's just, to interrupt your story. I think it's so important that we have people here who are willing to do this stuff, because to show the police state, to show people what this is actually like. You don't know, from some mainstream media report of what it's like to be caught in this, what essentially was a net. They weren't letting you out of your own home.
Yeah, I try to be an optimist, Ian. And there's an optimistic, one, hopefully this can be a positive cause and we can get the police to stop doing this. But, also to me as someone, I work pretty actively for causes that I believe in, it's kind of like a nice, encouraging reminder that how quickly that boot will go to your face.
I don't know if I would call it encouraging, but it's a reminder.
It's encouraging to keep working, right? Like, I'm not saying it's pleasant. Very unpleasant, but it's motivating, right? If I'm trying to put an optimistic spin on this, it's that I'm motivated.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad they haven't beaten you down into submission over this. So you're coming out of your house. You're trying to leave. You're getting in your car. Some cop says you can't go this way. Then what?
I mean, I would really say watch the video because it's pretty much you can't go this way.
Because that's when it picks up. You said you started right after that.
Why? You can't go this way. Essentially because I say so. Very common way that police will get what they want. And so I started asking him what law. I started filming him. He said, sir, you're causing it's disorderly conduct. You're shouting. And I'm only shouting because he's telling me not to go that way, right? I did not get into this trying to piss this guy off, right? I wanted to know what was going on. And if the police were going to assert that I wasn't allowed to leave my home, I wanted to at least have evidence of that. I wasn't trying to get arrested. When this guy couldn't cite any law and then started to say that it was disorderly conduct to be standing in the street filming him quietly.
What any law or any reason? Because it's not like he was like, well, I don't have the citation on me, but there's a gas leak or something like that. It was just no reason whatsoever.
Well, yeah.
So there was a reason. I don't mean to lose my libertarian credentials here.
No reason that he stated in the video.
Yes, that he wasn't willing. And that's what's so crazy, right, is even if you're the most pro-police guy, and it doesn't make sense to behave the way the cops did, to roll in with a bunch of people with guns, wearing big guns, flashing lights, making lots of sound, and then refusing to say anything about what's going on. How does that encourage people to stay calm?
Well, so according to, I called Manchester Police that night when I was trying to find out, what's the officer's name, what were the charges, what was the bail, that kind of thing, as I was writing the article. When I talked to these people and I asked what was going on, they said, they acted like I should have known. I'm like, well, didn't you get the press release?
I said, well, you should be on Facebook, Ian. And well, then no, you.
They sent a press release out to the local media. And I'm not on their media list. It's like, well, I live out in Keene, so I don't know what you people are doing. It's like, oh, well, it was a homicide investigation. And, you know, had they said something like, look, sir, there's a potential murderer on the loose, would that have changed how you handled yourself in that situation?
It would, I mean, probably, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to get in danger.
They didn't bother to tell you that there was a potential murderer on the loose. Now, ultimately, you should be able to make the decision. And you can stick with us and keep talking about this, right, Jeremy? Because we're just getting started.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kaufman is with us. He is the founder of Library, LBRY.io. Got arrested earlier this week or this weekend. We'll continue with the story here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. If you got a question for him, you can dial in here. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-3733. free. That's 855-450-FREE.
He is Jeremy Kaufman from Library, LBRY.io. He's the founder and I believe the current CEO of Library, which is a very interesting piece of software that we've been using here in the LRN.fm studio that will allow you to share videos. It's a blockchain-based media protocol. Share videos in a decentralized manner, meaning that you're protected from takedowns from organizations that are centralized, like YouTube. And, of course, there's been a lot in the news recently about different people being targeted, in some cases for their opinions, by these big organizations like YouTube. So it's nice to have an alternative that is not subject to that censorship. In fact, the video of Jeremy being arrested that he recorded on his smartphone, I actually uploaded my version of the video, or I took the video and I cropped it for widescreen, and then I amped up the sound because I wanted to make sure that the people listening could hear what the officer was saying, or at least as best as possible, because he's all the way across the street in a situation in downtown Manchester where, I don't know if it's close to where you live, Melanie, but...
I have no idea.
But is this west side or east side of Manchester, Jeremy, where this went down?
This is the east side.
Okay, so east side of Manchester, which, looks like it's the heart of downtown. If you've got an alleyway going behind your house, I'm guessing you're pretty much close to the downtown area. Is that right?
That's right. I walk to work every day right on Elm Street, and I love where I live.
Perfect. Except for when the police crack down and lock everybody in their homes. You try to go outside. You try to walk try to get out of your property by driving to go pick up your son from a sitter, and a cop threatens you, says you can't go this way. Well, you couldn't go the other way either, according to a different cop, apparently. And ultimately, you pull out your cell phone, and you just kind of give a narration of what the situation is, and that's when this officer named Olson, Officer Ryan Olson, starts shouting at you from all the way across the street. And at this point, you have no idea what's going on, why there are dozens of police in your neighborhood, and this officer doesn't bother to explain anything to you.
Not at all. And it's such, they take such a ridiculous attitude about it. He says... He'll say something, and this was, I think, before where the recording starts, but he'll say something like, well, you can see if the officer the other way will let you go. If he knows the answer.
What?
Pass the buck.
You can ask the guy at the other side, can I go that way? And he says, no, you're not allowed to go this way. I say, the officer in that direction. So, it's like, yeah. What is this game that you're playing? Why are you playing that game? Who to whose benefit? Like, even if you're the biggest cop supporter, I'm obviously not that, but, like, to whose benefit is that? No one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, they could have told you, oh, there was a murder allegedly committed here, and we're worried that there's a murderer on the loose. Maybe you don't want to be bringing your son back home. That might have been persuasive. It might have given you a reason to reconsider your plans. But ultimately, in my view, the police should be able to do nothing more than inform. Unless you're being detained as a suspect. And, of course, we all know the importance, or at least on this show, certainly, we know the importance of asking police questions about status, like, am I being detained? And then what's the probable, the reasonable articulable suspicion? I think that's isn't that the level, Melanie, that they have to reach to
yeah.
detain somebody? What's the reasonable articulable suspicion? You're detaining me. Get all that on the record, because they shouldn't be able to do anything more than inform you of what's going on. You should be able to take whatever risks that you want to. Now, ultimately, I think the courts will probably side with, well, the police can do whatever they want, but in an ideal world, and that's what they should be able to do. If you want to take the risk of driving in an area in which there might be a mad, killer on the loose, you should be able to do that. And they prevented you from doing anything. In fact, they then took you into custody and charged you with so-called disorderly conduct for the dastardly, crime of disobeying the state, right? Like, that's ultimately what happened here. He told you to go back in, and you wanted to ask questions. You wanted to, essentially, you wanted to be the media and report on what was going on here, is the way I see it.
But we are the media, aren't we?
You should be, yeah. Everybody who's got a smartphone or a pad of paper and a pencil or a memory, as far as I'm concerned, should be the media. If it's your intention to report on the actions of a police officer or anything going on in public, you should be able to do that.
Couldn't agree more.
So there was a kind of an interesting contrast between what happened to you and what happened out here in Keene a few years ago when there was what they call one of these, oh, God, I'm just spacing out the term, but somebody calls the cops, and, oh, they call it swatting. They call the cops, and they report a false violent incident going on somewhere in order to have the cops go and raid with the SWAT team that particular location. So just as a bit of comparison, when this happened in Keene, I went downtown Keene and I encountered a situation where there were police officers with machine guns hiding behind concrete barriers, pointing their guns at a particular building in the heart of downtown Keene. And I've got my camera out, of course. I'm asking the police, hey, you know, what's going on here? And I'm just walking around wherever it is I want to walk around. You know, as the cops are cowering behind walls, I'm walking around like, hey, what's going on here? They told me, they said there's, you know, somebody called in a hostage situation in that building over there. And so they were behaving as though they were dealing with a real hostage situation. They raided the building. They went floor to floor. And, you know, it was a horrible, you know, violation of people's property rights. But the interesting thing was they didn't prevent me from wandering about the entire scene of this area from doing that. They didn't threaten me with disorderly conduct. They didn't threaten me with arrest. They were just okay with me walking around. Maybe that's because they wanted me to be shot by the hostage takers. But it was kind of an interesting contrast. Like, I was able to do whatever I wanted to. You couldn't even leave your front driveway.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they know who you are.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't just me.
They just didn't feel like dealing with it.
It wasn't just me. They were letting anybody walk in and out of the area. And they informed us of what was going on when we asked about it. So it was just like a completely different way to handle that situation. So you got arrested. Was it your first time, can I ask? Is that okay to ask you that?
I'll tell you it's okay to ask. I haven't been arrested since college. I
went to
college for the very libertarian crime of having a loud party.
Yeah.
I can't say that I don't think the police acted legally in that instance either, but that's the last time I was arrested, and it wasn't for some sort of right defending purpose.
Now, they charged you with so-called disorderly conduct, what they call a Class A misdemeanor here in New Hampshire, which is up to a year in jail, and I think over $1,000 in fines. I'm not sure what the maximum is on that. So you're planning on putting in a not guilty and taking the sucker to trial then?
Yeah, I certainly, like, you know, I'm a pragmatic person. If it turns out, and I don't claim to be an expert on the law. Lawyers are experts on the law. I'm going to talk to lawyers, and I'm going to defer to their judgments. If they say that what the officer did is actually legal under New Hampshire law, truthfully, and I'm probably going to just try to get out of this as in little trouble as possible. However, if what the cop did was not valid under New Hampshire law, and from preliminary conversations, my understanding is that it likely wasn't. I'm interested in pursuing it as aggressively as I can.
Disorderly conduct is a tough one. It's something that we've dealt with a number of times in a variety of different situations out here in Keene. A case you might want to take a close look at is the James Cleveland case. I don't know if you've followed that at all, but he was arrested for recording video of a suicide situation here in Keene where the police had a similar response, an armed response. They brought out the Bearcat. They brought out the SWAT team. He recorded video when the police...
That never went to appeal, though, right?
He defeated that case by getting a hung jury on one of the charges. The jury threw out the resisting arrest charge, I believe, got it hung on disorderly... I think it was hung on disorderly conduct, if I recall correctly, and ultimately the state refused to bring a second prosecution on that. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our number.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know. USA Radio News.
The Trump administration threatened on Monday to impose sanctions on the International Criminal Court personnel if it continues with an investigation into alleged U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan. National Security Advisor John Bolton on Monday.
The United States will use any means necessary to protect our citizens and those of our allies from unjust prosecution by this illegitimate court. We will provide no assistance to the ICC, and we certainly will not join the ICC.
Preparations continue in the Carolinas and Virginia for Hurricane Florence, which is expected to make landfall later this week. Virginia Emergency Management spokesman Jeff Caldwell says now is the time to prepare for the storm.
So you can look around your property and clear your gutters, clear storm drains that may be near your property, moving lawn furniture inside or securing it.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jeremy Kaufman is with us here for one more segment. Obviously, he's a busy guy. He's running a really excellent blockchain-based media protocol that allows you to upload videos to a decentralized video hosting network. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Melanie, you've got legal training. You went to law school down south. And we're looking at the case where Jeremy was actually arrested. By the way, if you want to help, Melanie also does other things like accounting work, and so that's your main trade, that's what you do up here, but you can do it for anybody anywhere inside the United States. Or can you also do expats, people who are outside of the United States as well?
Yeah, so I can do U.S. filings. Most of the countries I've been approached for, I cannot do.
Okay. But if there's somebody who's from the U.S. who's living in another country, you can still do their U.S.
filings. Yeah, so if you're in, you know, Afghanistan or Syria or whatever, mm-hmm. I can't do those filings. I can do the U.S. filings. Right. It doesn't matter where you are.
Gotcha.
I also can't do California right now, but
pretty much every other state you're good for.
Yeah. So
state taxes, federal taxes. You can do bookkeeping for businesses, and you're quite affordable.
So starts at $100 a month for the bookkeeping side, depending on how many transactions you have. most small businesses are going to fall under that. And then if you don't, it's, you know, 150, 200, you know.
Sweet.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody that was over, like, 500.
Check her out. You want a real anarchist to do your taxes for you? She can do that in your bookkeeping. Go to her website through ours. You can go to tax.freetalklive.com, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. We got Jeremy Kaufman back with us from Library, L-B-R-Y.I-O, arrested for ridiculous reason over the weekend. You were bailed out on PR bond, which means personal recognizance. You didn't actually have to throw a bunch of money at the state in order to get out of their cell, but you wanted to comment on the bail bonds process.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, it probably shows something about my personality, like getting arrested and just thinking about the, like, economic efficiency of everything that's happening. But it seems like a real abuse against people with lesser income. And
oh, yeah.
It doesn't even make sense from the sense of the state's perspective, right? Even if I'm saying, like, I take the perspective of the state and I agree with what they're trying to do, it doesn't make any sense. You know, they told me that I could stay in a cell. I was arrested Friday evening. You know, they told me I could stay in a cell until Monday morning and then see a judge, which is free, or I could pay $40 to see a bail bondsman who is a person with, you know, less training, less education, saves all of the expense of incarcerating me, doesn't cost as much as a judge. And that is money that I pay for a, quote, service that I don't get back. And that just seems absurd. It doesn't make any sense. Why would the state, if anything, the state should be encouraging people to see bail bondsmen, not to spend more time incarcerating them and spending money on the more expensive position that is a judge, right? It's just absurd. And so, I mean, it's kind of a small thing. Obviously, the injustice here is the much bigger deal, but, you know, what a ridiculous system that is.
Oh, yeah, they'll nickel and dime you to death. In fact, if you ever do get found guilty of whatever, you know, disorderly conduct and they hit you with a fine, there's also a 24% penalty assessment, so a fee on top of the fine for every time you get fined in a court here in New Hampshire. So you're facing a disorderly conduct charge for trying to leave your property. The police had locked down the area. They refused to tell you why the lockdown was happening. They went ahead and arrested you about a couple minutes after you essentially had an interaction with an officer on the streets who was ordering you to go back inside your home. He wasn't even going to allow you to stand in your yard or in the alleyway next to your house.
It was an alleyway.
Yeah.
It was, just to be clear, it wasn't part of my property where I was when I was arrested.
But he probably wouldn't have wanted you standing in your own yard anyway if that's where you were.
Yeah, I mean probably not. Yeah, I wonder, you know, yeah, probably not.
So this will be an interesting case. I forwarded you the link to the James Cleveland case. James is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live who was arrested in a very similar circumstance. In fact, James was even arrested after he was ordered to move backwards by the officer, and he did move back. But at one point, he decided, well, look, I'm a member of the media. I'm here to report on this. I'm willing to take my risks. There was somebody with a gun. Now, the guy was suicidal in this case. Wasn't really a threat to anyone, but the police were acting like he was a threat. And so, you know, he stood his ground, and so the cops arrested him for so-called disorderly conduct. And the argument they're going to make is based on the disorderly conduct statute, which is one of their favorite catch-all charges. If you're doing something they don't like, this is the charge they will throw at you. In this case, they're going to claim that they have the right to close down an area due to an imminent threat, whatever that might be, you know, man with a gun, potential murderer on the loose, or a fire or whatever. They have the right to close down an area, they're going to argue, and they have the right to keep you out of that area. In this case, your home was within that area is what they're going to say, and so therefore they have a right to keep you in your home. And I imagine your argument's going to be something to the effect of, well, look, you know, I should be able to be free and make the, you know, take a risk for myself, especially as a member of the media trying to report on what was going on in this circumstance. I think it's a really interesting case. I wouldn't blame you for taking a plea if they offered you a sweetheart plea deal, but if the ACLU or some other organization can come on board to help you out here, or you get an attorney who's willing to take the case, who's really excited about it, I think it would be make for a really interesting case and could set some important precedent, because the police have gotten away with this stuff a lot in the past. In the case of James Cleveland, it was a hung jury on the disorderly conduct charge, and they just didn't bring the charge back for a second trial, which they could have, but they chose not to. And it was hung 6-6, so it was split evenly. So you never know what's going to happen in these cases. So I don't know. That's just me kind of giving you a little bit of a recap and a bit of history to chew on.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, and I started checking out these links already during the break, and we'll continue to check them out. As I said earlier, I'm interested in pursuing it, but I'm going to significantly defer to my lawyer's advice as to whether how viable that is. I've had one preliminary consultation. I have several more this week, and I want to make sure I find someone who can do a good job. We'll see what they say. By the way, actually, one other juicy part of this that we haven't covered. So this whole time, and this is more police incompetence as opposed to police abuse, but there were dozens of officers in this area. You know, I want to say 30, 40 or more. They had been there since the morning, you know, like 9 a.m. or so, 8, 9 a.m. They thought a suspect was in a house decent distance from mine, and by the way, in the opposite direction of the direction I was trying to go, right? So the officer was keeping me closer to the house that was the danger.
Great.
But the guy was never in there.
He wasn't there.
It took 40 cops 10 hours to ascertain he wasn't in the building.
I mean, wow. Was it like a really big house, like a really, really big house that it might take you...
I know none of the details.
It was probably a standoff with an empty house. We've heard about stories like this happening elsewhere where the cops will have a standoff with an empty house for hours.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened here. So, wow. Pretty funny.
All right. Well, I hope that you'll keep us in the loop with any kind of developments here. Obviously, you know, if there's court hearings, I want to go and, you know, attend and record video of that so other people can see.
October 11th is the arraignment.
October 11th is the arraignment. Okay, cool. Good to know. Excellent. Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight, Jeremy? Thanks for coming on.
No, I think that's it. I appreciate, you having me on. I know you. Big advocate of keeping the police in check, and I'm hoping I can do a little bit myself.
All right, we'll keep an eye on things, and thanks for your call tonight. That's Jeremy Kaufman. He's the founder, the current CEO of Library, LBRY.io. Go and check that out and grab their software because it's really cool. Thanks, Jeremy. Have a great night.
Thanks, you too, buddy.
Again, Jeremy Kaufman there. The video, for those of you who have not seen it, is up over at freekeen.com. I've shared it on both YouTube, on the Freekeen YouTube channel, and also uploaded it to Library. So, of course, I had to put it on Library, and it's 2 minutes long. You know, we could play the audio here. I didn't want to waste Jeremy's time playing the audio that he obviously experienced. But if you want to, we can do that. I don't think there's any curse words in it, but we can do that here in just a few moments. Also, you can share your thoughts on the wonderful catch-all charge of disorderly conduct. Should the police have the ability to lock down an arbitrary area based on some purported threat and prevent you from doing what you should be able to do as a free person, which is to say, take a risk? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We're
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Jump on over there to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into any one of those rooms, and we'll get you on the air. You'll sound like Jeremy did just a few moments ago. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The us is Ian and Melanie. And a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times bestselling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's got nearly 1,200 episodes so far. Guests include Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online over at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, of course, you can, as I said, you can take control of the airwaves. We've got other things to talk about. I know, Melanie, you wanted to talk about financial abortions. I don't know what that really means, but I guess we will find out here in a little bit. Plus, I said I had the audio of Jeremy's arrest. So if you're just tuning in, we just spent the first part of the hour with Jeremy Kaufman from Library, LBRY.io. It's a great blockchain-based media protocol where you can actually upload videos to decentralized hosting, meaning they're not subject to censorship like videos, say, on YouTube might be. And he was arrested for trying to leave his home in Manchester, New Hampshire, on Friday, as the police had locked down the area. ultimately, supposedly due to a homicide investigation. Well, it turns out apparently they were looking for somebody who they thought was in a house, but in point of fact, that person was actually not in the house.
The house is very uncooperative.
Yeah, and so they hung outside for something like
the
entire day, and ultimately it was all a total waste of taxpayer dollars, whatever that, you know, ridiculous cost was.
Well, I mean, if I could take all the cops and be like, okay, today you're going to stare at this house. I mean, you know, okay.
You're okay with that as long as, you know.
Well, don't lock down
don't
the area.
Lock down people.
But
okay,
if you just
okay.
want to go stare at a house all day, and, please do.
And act like you're doing something important. So here's what happened. So again, he was threatened. He was told you can't leave. He was trying to go and get his son. And so as soon as they threatened him, because he just figured he was going to go leave. There's just a cop across the street, whatever. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to go. And he was threatened by these officers. And so after the initial threat, he then pulls out his smartphone, and that's where the video picks up.
It's fine. I'll be able to get him.
No, I'm saying, where is the...
I don't know. I'm just up here. Might as well, you know, record what's going on.
I think that's him talking with his wife about picking up his kid.
This is Hanover and Maple Street. The police aren't letting me leave. They're not letting me leave my house. So the police officer in this direction and the police officer over here in this direction both have let me know that I'm not allowed to leave my property, and these are the only exits from my property. I let them know that my son is currently with his babysitter and needs to go picked up, but they said that you know, that's just my problem. I'll have to figure out how to deal with that. I did let the babysitter know.
Oh, and by the way, if you don't pick up your kid from where you're supposed to pick him up, we'll charge you with some sort of child endangerment charge while we're at it. They'll just come up with anything to charge you with.
I'm not worried about my son at this point. I am concerned about, you know, what's going on out here. And I find it interesting that police officers are allowed to, you know, not let me leave.
Walk, pull back that way.
Why? This is, why? What, under what law?
That's the cop shouting from across the street. You can hear I boosted the audio for the video.
I'm not going to tell you again.
But you, I won't obey a direct order from a police officer, but can you?
No, because you're not moving.
So you want...
Okay. When an officer says please, because he said please, go back that way, is that an order?
I doubt there's any case law on that.
Whether or not the word please, this, you know, is a discerning factor as to whether or not it's an order or a request.
I think that that would, I think that that would get, I mean, total speculation. I think that that would get ruled as fluffery.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. From a completely, like, grammatical standpoint, I don't disagree with that.
This is why it's important to ask questions, and I think Jeremy did a good job. I mean, this is the first time I've seen a video coming out of Manchester, any activist in Manchester, in a couple years. And actually, you know what? The one prior to this was our very own Christopher Wade, who's our co-host on Friday night, and he's from Keene. So that was the previous one, and that was a couple years ago now, I think. Before that, I don't remember what the last one. It might have been Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show who did some cop-blocking police accountability activism down there. So it's nice to see somebody standing up for the right to be in a public place, the right to, in this case, leave your private property and go onto public property and travel and, you know, go where it is you want to go, even with a police lockdown present. I think he did a pretty good job in general, but one of the questions that I think I would like to think that I would have asked is, I would have asked the officer, are you ordering me or are you asking? Because you're saying please. And he'll say it again multiple times here in a moment.
Want me to go this direction?
I should go that way.
Under what law are you ordering me? I just want to know what law. Are you? Do you not know what law?
It's called disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct. You started a conversation with me. That's disorderly conduct.
Keep walking.
No, you're... Wait, well, if it's disorderly conduct, I'm happy to be arrested for disorderly conduct. Yeah. Under what law? Cite the law.
Well, he did cite the law, so the supposed words on paper here, the statute in question, is the disorderly conduct statute, where there is, again, it's open, it's written so nebulously they can charge people under a lot of circumstances. And in most cases, they'll be successful, because most people don't challenge their charges. They just take a plea deal, and that's it.
So it's rare to see somebody challenge these things, but they are, you know, the police are going to argue, well, we had this lockdown, this area lockdown for a reason. It was for his own protection, and we have the legal ability to do this. And if you don't obey when we say go back to a place that you've come from, or go back inside, or go back beyond this arbitrary line that we've demarcated here, then we can arrest you for it. I mean, it's pretty clear. I was reading it to you off the air. It's pretty clear in their statutes that they can, from their perspective, they can do this. Now, I wish they did.
Not really.
No, that wasn't clear to you?
No.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's going to be an interesting case.
Like, if there was a tornado and they ordered him back inside.
That's one of the reasons.
And said, under the fact that there's a tornado, I order you back inside.
But I think you should be able to go out during a tornado. You should be able to go out during a hurricane.
I agree with you, but that's not what that statute says.
Oh, I know that.
But I don't think that statute covers this.
Yes, well.
Because...
So I'm going to make the state's argument here. Okay, I don't agree. I think people should be able to leave their homes even during dangerous circumstances here. But Section 4 of the very lengthy disorderly conduct statute not only mentions fire, storm, flood, earthquake, explosion, but also riot, ongoing criminal activity that poses a risk of bodily injury or other disaster. And they're going to claim they believe there was a murderer holed up in a house nearby, and so therefore there is a risk of bodily injury. And so therefore they have, quote, the officer may close the area where the threat exists and the adjacent area necessary to control the threat.
But he didn't state that that was the case.
He didn't state that he was
closing the area under that authority. I mean, you can't make a statute that's so vague that it doesn't mean anything.
Sure they can. It's all up to the interpretation of the judges. So the statute's written.
I don't think there's any remotely reasonable way to say there was an ongoing crime that was a danger.
There was an alleged gunshot.
The homicide already happened. Or at least that's what they were claiming.
But how do they know it's not a murderer who's on the loose? One person's been killed. There could be another one.
Because they were saying the guy, he wasn't. He was in Mass or Vermont or Maine or wherever he was. But they were saying he was in this house. So if he's in this house, how can he also be in this alleyway? I mean, that's pretty basic physics.
Well, he could shoot out of the house and a random bullet could have been fired to hit you if you're outside of your house. Of course, it could also go through the wall of your own home and then kill you in there.
I mean, what kind of gun does this guy have if he was several houses down?
They don't know. It's scary. You're supposed to be scared, Melanie. You're supposed to be scared of this murderer who's allegedly in the vicinity. Here's a little bit more from the video.
Cite the law.
You
can't cite the law? What are you going to arrest me for? This isn't disorderly conduct, sir.
Listen, this is a public scene. It's called disorderly conduct. It's that simple.
I'll stop talking to you then.
A public scene.
Walk back, please.
So up until this point, the officer was across the street.
I'm probably about to get arrested.
Yeah, so. He then begins crossing. Comes right up to Jeremy.
Walk back, please.
Under what law?
Walk back.
What law?
Please, 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 he says.
You see this house? Walk back, please.
Sir, why are you touching
this house?
Please. No.
Okay.
Arrest me.
Okay.
And that's it. That's where the video cuts off. There's more coming up here in moments. Melanie, did you find the story about the high school being shut down nearby?
Yeah.
Because this is even more outrageous, apparently. Apparently, students kept inside the school overnight. This is Free Talk Live.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.